Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Lindsay Weber.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And here is some audio from the trailer for The Greatest Showman.
Can I have your attention? You're all dismissed.
Bankrupt. Better luck with your next job.
I'm not a stranger to the dark. I'm sorry.
This is not the life I promised you.
This looks like the worst piece of shit.
You have to stop.
No, I can't turn it off.
I hate it. Did you see that really good tweet? I think it was from Kyle Buchanan, your former coworker. That was like,
girls,
wow.
I think I've had an idea.
Okay, can you turn this off? They just started the jaunty song. Written by the La La Land guys.
He's opening the Curiosity Museum or whatever the shit. He's shaking the hand of a little person.
Lindsay,
okay, I'm sorry. I turned it off.
Did you see the Kyle Buchanan tweet? That was something like,
no. What?
Wow, finally a movie where Michelle Williams' husband likes her.
I'm just mad that they're like, this is a musical where like Zac Efron sings, but there's no evidence of him singing in the trailer. It's just fucking Hugh Jackman being like, yes, hello, like we can
Zendaya.
Do it. And then like weird music playing.
Zendaya doesn't sing. Michelle Williams doesn't sing. Zac Efron
doesn't
talk.
Sing. No one talks. The whole trailer is just him talking.
You have that one, the bearded woman sings. She sings the song. This is me.
I hate this movie. Like, I already hate it. I hate it so, so much. It looks so bad.
And it's coming out over the holidays. It's coming out right after Christmas. I think maybe Christmas Day. It's going
to
be so popular.
I can't wait to see it in theaters. Yeah, I'm going to see it in theaters. No, I'm not. I'm not. There's
My mom's
no
gonna ask if she should see it. I can picture. I don't think they don't really go to the movies much, but I can picture her saying, "Should we see the movie about the circus guy?" And I'm gonna say, "No, don't."
So why am I gonna watch this glorified movie about Hugh Jackman as this guy? Like, why would
Barnum,
I want this?
This guy.
I'm sorry, I don't know him. Okay.
You will trailer.
Yeah.
I want to be famous.
So we have, before we get into the big stuff, we get into the meat and potatoes.
You have some hot topics.
We have some
hot topics. Not to steal the views. Don't sue us, but quick topics. We'll call them quick topics.
Quick topics.
Quick tops. Quick tops.
Number one, Lo Bosworth is sort of on some sort of spiritual journey where she's cleansing her brand of things that she doesn't actually care about. And one of those things, actually, I should just get the exact quote, right? Because she put this on all of her social channels, on Twitter, on Instagram.
Well,
she said, and her blog, she said, "I'm finished with soul-sucking content."
Right. But it was weird because she wrote about just like, okay, I only want to do things that are important to me and important to you, which is cool. Like, listening to my audience, and I also want to write about things that are important to me. But then she was like, but I actually still love beauty. And so she was like, but actually, a lot of the stuff that you might think is soul-sucking, I really love too. So I'm definitely going to still be doing beauty and whatever else she said. Beauty and health stuff.
Yes.
I wonder if she's referring to, like, the charcoal
She's into the wellness stuff. She's into vitamins, you know.
Oh, I know.
Supplements.
Yeah.
But I mean, the reason we're bringing this up is because Hooligan Ariel responded to Lo's tweet about this and said, but who will write about the canned pumpkin?
God.
And Lo responded to Ariel and said, TBD, girl.
Great answer. First of all, great answer. Second of all, if you think that this content change applies to her ads, you are fucking crazy. Because gotta get paid.
You gotta get paid, especially if you're gonna do something you love. Guys,
I mean,
if you're gonna do something you're passionate about, you're gonna need the money. Let me tell you,
passion
get the money where you can get it.
Passion does not pay, I'll tell you that.
Passion does not
That's
pay.
Why I live in a shoebox, you know?
As Lo will tell you soon enough.
When she's like back on the pumpkin.
She's also starting an advice column, which I guess the video was supposed to drop yesterday. I didn't see any evidence of it. She said she hoped it would.
We should ask for advice.
Well, I thought about sending her a question, but I don't know what to ask her.
I would like to know how to get the pumpkin sponsorship.
She wouldn't answer that. Moving on to the next topic. I did not know that Amy Landecker and Bradley Whitford are dating, and I love it.
Who's Amy Landecker again?
Transparent. She's the oldest daughter in Transparent.
Oh, I didn't know her name. Sorry. They met on Transparent, obviously, because he was on Transparent, too.
I mean, maybe they met somewhere else, but that
makes
sense.
No, they met on Transparent. He was on Transparent. And also, wasn't he married? He was married for a long time to Jane Krakowski.
Jane Kaczmarek.
Okay. And they broke up. I didn't realize that they got divorced. Sad.
Let's make this.
But wait, you didn't even say the only reason we know that they're dating is because Amy Landecker posted an Instagram, which is quite possibly the best Instagram of all time, at least of this month.
At least of this month, yeah.
With Bradley Whitford stretching his leg and doing like the most insane like leg stretch up on a wall.
It's like the wall is 8 feet high and his leg is up there showing no signs of strain.
He looks great. Honestly, what
did
looks
she,
great.
How did she caption it? She was like, I love a man who can stretch. I love a flexible man or something.
I don't know if she's, I reposted on Who Weeklies and wrote Hubba Hubba, but I don't think that she.
She didn't say Hubba Hubba. She said something. She was a little more eloquent.
I bet they make a cute couple. I'm into this. I support. Wait, is this her? Oh, she took it down.
No, she didn't. Wait, she deleted it.
Yeah, she deleted it.
Why did she delete it? It said, gotta say, love me a flexible man.
Wait, I can't believe she deleted it. Do you think she's mad it got press? Because it was everywhere.
Oh my God, look at him.
That's shitty that she deleted it.
It's such a good photo.
Someone should tell her. Amy, don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed.
They started dating in 2015. They've been dating for 2 years and I had no idea.
Had no idea. Maybe I did. No, I had no idea.
No, I absolutely did not.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on. I think this is the last quick topic before we get into the big stuff.
Quick topic.
Guys, Khloe Kardashian has a favorite florist. And guess what? He's a teen. Guess what again? He lives in Cleveland. And his name is William Lynch.
Tell them how you learned this. Tell them how we learned this.
Just because of her Instagram stories. You're clicking through Khloe Kardashian's Instagram stories and it's same old shit, same old shit, same old shit.
I mean, they post such garbage. They're so bad at Instagram stories, the Kardashians.
And then suddenly there's this wide-eyed, grinning little boy, ear-to-ear grin on her Instagram photo. And it's like, my favorite florist. It's at William Lynch. And it's like, he's my favorite florist in Cleveland. Check him out or something. He's a teen. And then you click on him. And his Instagram
first, you're like, why is her favorite florist in Cleveland? Well, that's her favorite your first florist, thought.
Well, then you realize that her boyfriend is Tristan Thompson, and he plays for the Cleveland whatever, the Cavaliers, the Cleveland something.
I was waiting for you to say what it was.
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
I think Cleveland
that's right.
Whatevers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So she's in Cleveland a lot. So because she's a Kardashian and she's in Cleveland a lot, she needs flowers all the time.
Obviously.
And so she found William Lynch, who was 19, and it's really funny because if you go to his Instagram, his bio is... Teen florist! So, you know, Khloe Kardashian is a teen florist. If you're ever in Cleveland and need some flowers, go to William Lynch. I think he's 18 or 19.
Great. I love my florist young.
This is the second florist we've talked about on this show. Lindsay, can you name the first?
Oh, Colton Haynes' husband.
Do you know what his name is?
Jeff.
Jeff what?
Jeff. Jeff.
Letham. Jeff. Letham.
No, okay, we're moving on. I can't believe you know his last name. His name's Jeff.
Khloe Kardashian, not just Lynch's most famous client, but a fan of his as well, sending this handwritten thank you that reads, thank you for the beautiful flowers. They are my absolute fave. I cannot tell you what it means to me. You are a true talent and on your way to major success, my love. Khloe.
I got a text like 2 days ago that was like, I can't wait to talk about Lindsay Shookus on the podcast. And I was like, I guess. I guess.
I just want an excuse to say her name. Lindsay Shookus. Lindsay, who is Lindsay Shookus?
Shookus. Well, she's my name sister, but she spells it with an A, so she's not really
my sister.
She's
your enemy.
She's actually my enemy. She's a Lindsay, and her last name is Shookus, so she really is opening herself up to a lot of jokes by Bobby about being shook. She's an SNL producer, and she, I think she does the music booking for them, right? That's why she's
I'm not exactly sure. That's, I think she may have at one point, but it, okay. So far, like, if you look at the IMDb, she's just producer.
Bobby's, like, thumbnails about her bullets about her are insane. They're, she's an SNL producer, one of the most powerful women in music per Billboard. Reminds me of Nina Katz. Okay. Wow, I didn't know that was a fact. I didn't know you were putting your own opinions in these bullets. Just a casual. Well,
I was honestly thinking about it, and then...
Who's Nina Katz?
Nina Katz from Sex and the City. We were talking about it at work.
Oh my God, she was the woman that, yes, that was
Aiden
a real woman
dated
too.
Right after Carrie.
But and wasn't then that a real... Wasn't that a real person, or
well,
was that
it was apparently
a
real person, but it, I don't... I think all that shit was based on someone real, but who knows who it was based on. But it was played by what's her name? Who's in everything?
Played actor. Yeah, she's like a character actress.
She's a character
actress.
She's in everything that's filmed in New York. She's in it. She's in it 100 times. But she's the one who's in the bathroom, and then she's like, "Oh," and Carrie overhears her, and she's
"Wait,
like,
ready? Hold on.
You're Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah. Have we met?
I recognize you from your column.
Oh.
And I went out with Aiden right after you.
And then the face. Oof.
There I was worrying about the New York Times when apparently I'd already been reviewed.
Another thing, she was married before, and this is where things sort of get dramatic. She was married to this other guy. They had a Times announcement and everything.
I mean,
his name
was Kevin
Michael Miller. Kevin Michael Miller. Let me tell you something, doesn't look anything like Ben Affleck. That's all I'll say.
No.
So most of this is sort of like innocuous. Who cares? Nothing interesting about this. But now the rumors are flying that this isn't a new relationship. This has been happening for a while, and this is the reason that Jen dumped him to begin with.
So it was in the blinds. Did you read the blinds about this?
No, I didn't read the blinds about this.
Yeah. It was in the blinds that like, they'd hooked up. Well, they'd hooked up a while back. The person, it's funny, and then again now.
Yeah.
Then they're like, yeah. Because it wasn't like he randomly met her. He'd met her a while ago.
Yeah.
Or something. Via, like, obviously SNL reasons.
Okay.
Because why else would you meet somebody who works at SNL?
Mm-hmm.
Not at SNL. And you're right. Like, this is... I mean, obviously, she is not the reason they got divorced. There's many other reasons why you would divorce Ben Affleck. Including, like, he's kind of a mess.
Any number of reasons. Yeah, sure.
Right. So I don't think that this is the reason, but I'm sure it helped. And also, didn't he also cheat on her with, like, a few other people in the movies that he
was allegedly starring in? But this is what a source told the New York Daily News.
Ooh.
They would fly back and forth, but he would mostly visit her in New York. They didn't hide. They would use the Mandarin Oriental Hotel. They were regulars. And then, so she was married at the time, he was married at the time. And then they go on to say both Garner and Miller eventually found out about their respective spouse's affair. And then it says, Jen and Shookus's husband both found out about it at the same time, the insider dished. So that's kind of interesting. I'm naive. And so when I first saw this, I was like, oh, look, he met someone else. But now the rumor is.
You know who she looks like, though, actually in real life? She looks like that actress from Glee, the dancer.
You think I'm gonna name her?
She was on Dancing with the Stars.
You're out of your mind.
She was on Dancing with the Stars. She was also in Spring Breakers. Her name is Heather Morris. She looks like Heather Morris. No, okay, whatever. I mean, this is not a visual podcast. You have to Google it yourself.
Yeah,
but yeah, Lindsay Shookus led for many funny headlines. Like we were shook by the news of Lindsay Shookus and et cetera,
who shook
et cetera.
Us?
She shook us all night long. Her last name is funny, and this is dramatic.
And she might be Nina Katz.
And she's definitely Nina Katz. And also,
imagine
this
her being
that...
like going up to Jennifer Garner, being like, "I dated Ben right after you."
Oof, oof, oof. Face,
face.
I mean, this also just proves like everything's already been done in Sex and the City, so don't even try it.
Yeah. That's it. That's right? All. I mean, it's not that interesting. I don't know why I was so excited to talk about Shookus. I just love the name.
I mean, it's Shookus. A good character. She's a good character in, like, you know, It's very scandalous. It's just a very scandalous thing. He's very scandalous.
And it's like, also, literally can't help it. This is his first girlfriend. This is his first, like, real publicized girlfriend since the breakup. Because Christine Ozunian didn't really count, the nanny.
Ozunian.
Then there were those photos
of... You love Christine Ozunian.
But then there were those photos of him and that random blonde woman who was, like, way too excited to be in the photos. And then you found out that it was just someone who worked at the rehab facility that he went to.
Yeah, it was just me. That was me.
And now he's actually going on dates with this new woman. Or Lindsay perhaps an old woman.
Maybe shook us.
Now we're repeating
ourselves.
I
don't like Lindsay's in the tablets. Confusing. And I, like, give Lindsay a bad name. The name.
So, Lindsay, do you have much to say about Julianne Hough and Brooks
Leigh? Do I ever have much to say about Julianne Hough and Brooks Leigh?
We don't have to spend much time on this, but I compiled some recent headlines about Julianne Hough and Brooks Leigh.
Like, are they ever getting married?
This is my fucking problem. They've been getting married for 2.5 years, and they're not married yet. It's like they're on the verge of getting married. Well, now that they're actually about to get married, the rumor is that it's going to happen this weekend, but who the hell knows?
Why is it a surprise? Somebody must know who's invited.
And also, I'm sorry, but the last wedding that deserves this amount of secrecy is the one between Julianne Hough and Brooks Leigh.
They haven't already sold all picture rights to TBD. There's no way that these people haven't already sold all of their photo rights to a magazine or website.
Yeah. So they're finally getting married. The websites are losing their minds with anticipation. They cannot wait for this to happen, and I do not understand why. And this is what's happening to the headlines. Let me just read these. Here we go. There are so many of them.
Okay, go.
Hollywood Life. They'll find any angle to cover this wedding, and I do not understand it. Hollywood Life. Julianne Hough's flat abs, her wedding workout and diet. Parentheses. She still eats carbs.
No.
Brides.com. Brooks Leigh shares a sweet message to fiancé Julianne Hough on Woman Crush Wednesday. Insider, which I always forget about the website Insider. Derek Hough weighs in on Julianne's overwhelming upcoming wedding. Just Jared. Julianne Hough keeps body in shape ahead of wedding. Okay. This is crazy. Wow. Julianne Hough. This is where we start getting deranged. Okay. Julianne Hough is the most gorgeous bride to be. Of all time.
She's not even... Okay.
And then... This is the real bulk of it.
E News.
E. Six. These are six headlines from E Online.
E News is like all in on this.
Why Julianne Hough says being engaged, quote, feels different. Julianne Hough is a glowing bride-to-be. Is she getting wedding ideas from New York Fashion Week? Julianne Hough and Brooks Leigh aren't focused on wedding planning. Bullshit. Okay.
They're literally calling you every single day to tell you about their wedding planning.
Here is everything Julianne Hough eats in a day ahead of her wedding to Brooks Leigh.
A day ahead? Has it happened?
And then there's this. What Julianne Hough should wear on her wedding day... based on her Dancing with the Stars gowns. What does that mean, Lindsay? What does that mean? And then there's this. Julianne Hough's Road to the Altar. How the Dancing with the Stars pro found her perfect 10 with Brooks Leigh. This is too much. I cannot wait for this wedding. I don't understand. I mean, I'm known to underestimate the popularity of Dancing with the Stars, but I still have
You're known for that.
Right.
You are.
But I have a hard time believing that people care that much about her.
I just imagine you with like a flip phone, like a burner that rings when Julianne Hough and Brooks Leigh get married. and someone on the other line is like, they're married. It's done.
It's done. That's it would be. It's done.
It's done.
And I like do like a carry mat. I like shut it, like pull out the like, SIM card. It's like when Jason Bourne gets those calls and then he like takes out the SIM card and like throws it in the trash and then like throws the actual phone in a trash can like 3 blocks away. And it's like everything has to be separate.
And then you just go about your way.
My Hough phone. Oh my God.
It's done.
So, Lindsay, instead of spending 20 minutes talking about Lena Dunham's former dog, Lammy, let's just do something lighthearted, like a lighthearted game.
Yeah.
I'm going to name some celebrity dog names, because okay. Lammy, iconic name, Lammy.
All dogs.
They're all dogs. I was going to do cats. I feel like cats get more play, like Olivia Benson. We all know who that is.
Taylor Swift.
Dogs are a little more hooey, I think.
Okay.
Let's just
okay.
see. I think I ranked these from easiest okay. to hardest, but
just do it.
Whatever.
Okay.
Genghis Khan 2. Whose cat is that?
Dog.
Yeah. I mean, whose dog is that? Sorry.
Genghis Khan 2. Oh, because like they had a dog that died that was Genghis Khan, so they got another dog named. Oh, Martha.
Yes.
Martha Stewart.
Yes.
Okay. That's the story.
Like, very easy.
Genghis Khan 2 died a really terrible death, though. Like there was like a flood or something. Do you remember that?
I vaguely remember that. I don't
Genghis
really
Khan's
know
death was like fucked up. Talk about like not tweeting about your dog's whatever. Okay. It was very traumatic. Uh-huh.
Easy. Two dogs, Sunny and Bo.
Oh, Obama's.
Yeah. Wow. You love this dog. I know this. Finley.
Oh, that's Amanda Seyfried's dog.
Seyfried.
Yes. Seyfried.
Very
Seyfried.
Good. Gary. Oh, Gary.
Gary is the late Carrie Fisher's dog.
Yeah. And then currently taken care of by Billy Lord. Who broke up with Taylor Lautner.
Who broke
sad
up
news.
With Taylor Lautner. sad news.
That's all that they're getting in this podcast.
Go to E! News for more. Thanks.
And then we're going to start getting a little harder, but I don't know.
Okay.
Dot and Zelda. Who owns Dot and Zelda?
Dot and Zelda. I have no idea.
The initials are ZD. The actress's initials are ZD.
Who's
Zoe Deschanel.
Oh, whoa. Wow. Okay.
Pippa and Putty. Who owns Pippa and Putty?
Pippa and Putty. I don't know.
Harder. Yeah. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend.
Oh, their dogs are named Pippa and Putty?
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that. Okay.
Giggy. You know Giggy.
Giggy. Is that Lisa Vanderpump's other dog?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Jiggy. And it's Jiggy, you dummy idiot.
Jiggy? Sorry. Okay, well, I'm a dumbass.
It's Jiggy. How dare you? It was like,
you
who's
know,
Giggy?
You know this dog. Chuck.
Chuck?
Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah, we talked about him.
Who? I don't know.
Chelsea Handler's dog. You love that dog.
Oh, right, because that dog like wanders onto set. That's a great dog. Yeah, good dog.
This is where it's getting a lot harder. Norman.
I know Norman. Norman is...
Tiny, weird, thin dog. Like
Norman,
you
Oh, Norman
a
is Kendall Jenner's
it's
dog.
It's Kylie's.
Right, but what happened to Norman? Norman used to be on the show all the time, and Norman is not on the
Norman,
show.
Norman was around all the time. And Norman was also, like... on Kylie's Instagram and Snapchat all the time, mm-hmm, and Norman mm-hmm. has been missing.
Where is Norman?
Chap. Here's a hint. It has three legs.
I don't know.
Jessica Chastain.
I was like, does the star also have three legs?
Here's one. This is sad. Buddy. And the hint? Buddy's dead. And was replaced with Batman, who was still alive.
What? I have no idea.
Whose dog died a horrendous death?
Aside from Genghis Khan 1, I don't know who.
Oh my god, who? Come on.
I don't know.
Demi Lovato. Remember her dog got eaten by like wolves or coyotes?
Don't even talk about Buddy. That's so depressing.
And then these are really
stupid.
She
had that dog for like 1 week and it got eaten by a coyote, which actually happens so much in Los Angeles. People
and
are
she was
very
like,
scared of them.
And Demi was inconsolable.
Yeah, well then she got that hairless cat and was allergic to it and then had to get rid of it. Talk about not Instagramming your cat immediately after
you get it. Talk about
someone
who should not be owning pets because she's just got a lot of bad luck. God.
Wow, rude. Okay.
It's very sad. No, I'm not saying she did anything wrong. It's just like, oh my God, it's not going to work out for her.
But she did the same thing that like she got that hairless cat and she was allergic to it and she Instagrammed the hell out of it and then had to Instagram when she gave it away because it was like, oh, oops, I'm allergic. Like I have to give it away. It's like, ooh, stop.
I only have a couple more left, and this one I just thought was funny because when I was looking at all these websites with celebrity animals to like refresh my memory and see some that I had never heard of, and one of the ones I'd never heard of was Ray. Ray gets so much play, and I had no idea that people care about Ray. Who owns Ray?
Isn't Tom Hardy's dog a really popular? Who like?
Nothing the internet loves more than a hyper masculine straight man cuddling with a dog.
Yes, that's true. Whose dog is Ray? don't know.
I'll give you a hint. He was in a room.
Jacob Tremblay?
Jacob Tremblay has a dog that people love on the internet, and I had no idea. He's like a poodle.
What?
There's so many photos of Jacob
Tremblay. Do they like the
Tremblay's
dog more
dog
than
dog
Jacob
right?
Tremblay?
I think so. I think so.
Ray Tremblay is a good last, is a good
This
name.
I thought was, this is pretty easy. Hobbs. This guy talks about his dog a lot. Hobbs. French Bulldog. He saved his life recently.
Oh, fuck. Is that Ryan, is that Ryan's dog?
No,
Ryan?
The Rock. It's The Rock.
Oh. Well, doesn't Ryan Gosling also have a dog that he talks about a lot, or used to?
Yeah, a lot of those guys, like, love talking about their dogs.
But, like, of course, I don't know their names. Good game.
It's time for Rita.
Okay.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
Lindsay, what is the most important thing Rita's up to? Because I was putting some links in the doc, and Lindsay was like, you missed the most important thing about
Rita. Well, Bobby, like, pretends like Rita, I mean, Rita does actual things now sometimes. So when Bobby puts in all the dumb shit she did, like, on her Instagram and, like, in The Sun and, like, Daily Mail, and then he forgets that she's literally on TV right now hosting a TV show, which, by the way, I've not watched, but it's called Boy Band on ABC, and she's like, actually the host again. After getting fired from Top Model, she got this other hosting gig. So it's just funny that you, like, ignore the actual A-listy type news that happens about Rita Ora.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, Boy Band on ABC, I'm not watching it, but she's the host, and apparently next week's episode is live. So if you want a true test of, like, Rita Ora's skill, you should definitely watch the live episode.
Have you watched any live episodes, Lindsay?
Of what? Of anything?
Of Boy Band?
No, this is the first live one, I think.
Oh. Yeah. No, I just meant, like, have you watched the show yet?
No,
like, on
never.
Television? Of course not.
Literally no.
The next two things I'll talk about really quickly. I was watching her Instagram stories, and she was playing the song that Lauryn Hill sings in Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit, His Eye Is on the Sparrow, which is so good. It's just weird that Rita Ora was listening to the Sister Act 2 soundtrack while getting glammed. She was like, iconic, I love it, iconic, whatever. So I thought that was very charming personally, because I like that song, and who doesn't like Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit?
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because
And then this is my favorite thing. So she showed her boob on Instagram.
But not.
Because so she, like, revealed the boob, but then she covered it with an R.
Like the letter R.
Like the letter R. Like, she covered it up so that you couldn't actually see it, like, with a, like, a, just the letter R on Instagram. She just covered it with a sticker.
R for Rita. Uh-huh.
For Rita. And this website that wrote about it wrote, the Your Song singer has posted a black and white selfie that shows her exposing her breasts to the delight of some of her fans and followers on the photo and video sharing application. The blonde beauty oozes sex appeal in the photo, which has been clicked on in front of a larger mirror in the bathroom. But this is my favorite. Some fans were quick to comment on the photo, asking her to remove the letter R from the image. And then they quote a comment. Delete that R. Oh, gosh, one fan wrote. Another demanded, get that R out of the way.
Okay,
and then,
enough.
Wait, this is
stop
the best
quoting
one.
Instagram
this is the best
comments.
One. Why, oh, why did you cover your magnificent breast up? A third fan asked.
Stop.
And then she wrote a movie. Rita wrote
wait,
a movie.
Wait, what? She wrote a movie?
Rita Ora wrote a movie.
I think that she's said this before, to be honest.
She says that she's been writing a movie secretly.
So she's going to co-produce, co-write, and do the soundtrack and just some behind the scenes.
She's do everything, yeah.
Okay, great, good, awesome. Can't wait. What else?
And then she will not bring her dog on tour.
Okay. Do you want me to click this? It says
click
don't
this.
Click
and
this.
Just read the first couple sentences because it's a wild website.
Okay, this is a
fashion.ie.
website.
Fashion.ie, a number one source, or the number 32 source for Rita Ora news in the world.
So IE is like Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is Ireland's number one fashion website. Just kidding. It has one share and it's by fashion editor. The byline is fashion editor.
Exactly.
Okay, here we go. Okay. So you want me to just read from the beginning?
I mean, read like three sentences before you lose your mind.
Why Rita Ora will not bring her dog on tour. Rita Ora won't bring her dog on tour with her because she doesn't like sitting on the ground. Wait, the dog or her?
I don't know.
Your song sisters pampered. You forgot Rita's dog, Share the Bear.
Share the Bear.
The Your Song singer's pampered pooch, Share the Bear, is a massive diva. And the blonde beauty is afraid to ask that her pet won't. Take to life on her bus. Okay. Speaking to Becca Dudley for an episode of MTV's Rita Ora, which airs on MTV Music UK next Tuesday at 10 p.m., she said, I have a dog. She can't come on the road that much just because she's a diva, a real diva, more than me. She doesn't like to sit on the floor. I know. She said don't sit on something that's not the floor. I'm like, why can't you just sit on the floor like a normal dog? Then she just goes and sits on my coat and just sits on it. I'm like, you're annoying. I could even sit on the floor. Despite her annoyance, Rita adores her pet and doesn't think her pooch is getting older and is no longer a baby.
Okay, you don't have to read anymore. You don't have to read anymore.
It's like written by a robot. Awful. But she can't take her dog. So did you see this? I think somebody Instagrammed. I got sent this like four times. Somebody Instagrammed a magazine. This looks like. What does this look like?
Oh, the Stray Cat. The Stray Cat.
Yeah. What is this from?
Wait, what is that from? After shopping, this is Us Weekly. That's Us Weekly's
so,
font.
Us Weekly's font. So then it's Rita Ora just holding a cat, and it says, "After shopping at Chanel, Your Song singer Rita Ora bonded with a stray cat. She just picked it up."
Also, that is an adorable stray cat.
Ugh. I know, but like, don't pick up a stray cat. Come on.
I guess
she's replacing Share the Bear with that cat.
It's a really cute cat.
I can't believe her dog won't sit on the floor. I think just like. Dogs like to sit on stuff, so I don't think that's necessarily the
case. Yeah, it's not that they won't. It's just that they prefer... It's like cats do that, too. Like, if you put, if I throw my cap on the couch, the cat will sit on the cap instead of a couch cushion. Like, it just wants to be sitting on something, and I don't understand the psychology behind that, but there's some sort of reason for that impulse.
I'd rather sit on something than sit on the ground. I'm not a dog or a cat, but, like, I want to be comfortable.
I'm not a dog or a cat. And are we, since now we know Lindsay's not a dog or a cat, is this where we end the episode?
Please. I can't. It's so long and we have to end it.
We have to end it. So thank you to Katie Eric of The Who's. Thank you to everyone who's written and reviewed, who's written a review on iTunes. Wonderful.
On Apple Podcasts, you mean?
On Apple Podcasts.
Sorry. I thought you meant like for Flame on iTunes.
No. Although.
Like, you can do that too, but it's more important to review our podcast on Apple Podcasts.
Thank you to all of the wonderful hooligans who are out there doing work every day, reaching out to Lo Bosworth.
Yeah, don't get us in trouble with celebrities, but, you know, keep doing good work.
And I don't know. Who else? Who else do we thank?
You know, our parents, God, what, I don't know.
Oh, thank you to Michelle Collins for having us on her podcast recently. That was great.
Oh, that was so fun.
That went up this week.
That's so fun. And we check us out there. Obviously you already heard us on the Of A Kind podcast, I assume.
Yeah, you better. And I think that's it. And have a good week. We'll see you Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. You or Jayla.
Yeah.
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 They
want to
know.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Come on.
Hey.
I want to be famous.
This is me.
That was a HeadGum podcast.
I wore my Tecovas, my new brown Tecovas boots, the Chelsea boots, to a dinner a few days ago.
Oh,
and
God,
I got
go.
Complimented. Well, they were great. They fit well, but they got complimented. And I was like, well... They're Spawn number one, but two, I really do love them. Thank you for complimenting my boots. I love my Tecovas boots. I know Lindsay loves hers too. I love what Tecovas put in their ad copy here. It's about festival and concert season being all about the boots, especially with a big album that came out very recently that I won't name, but if you love
Texas.
This album, this ain't Texas, you're gonna want your Tecovas, you know? This ain't Texas. These Tecovas. They have seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, All of their boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. They have first wear comfort, so you don't have to like break them in and wear them in. They're comfortable right out of the box. I can say that from experience. It's true. And their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. And if you live in a place with a Tecovas store, you should probably go there because they give you a drink, they help you out, they help you pick the perfect boots that you want, and it smells good because there's leather everywhere. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized and regular live music and events, so there's no in-store experience quite like it. But if you can't make it into a store, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.